I saw Moedig Vault. I heard it actually once, and then I forgot all about it. I heard it once from Moedig Rebbe, Rebom Tzmelev, Shmulevitz, and Shlita, and afterwards I just saw it, and now again he reminded me. It's Fas Emes, it's a Moedig Vault. Beautiful, beautiful point. So we find in Megillah, at the end of the Megillah, what do we see? Le'udim ho'isa o'ro v'simcha v'sosn v'ikar. So what does Gemara say on that? Gemara say, literally what he means is Layudim to the Yidden, they had Oira, they had light, Oira v'simcha, there's joy, v'sosin, extreme joy, v'yikar, and the preciousness. And the Gemara says, what is he talking about? What was that? What is he referring to? The Gemara says, Layudim is Oira, Oira means Torah. They had a new, renewed understanding of Torah. Layudim is Oira v'simcha, that simcha zu mila, sosin zu yomtev, and yikar zu tefillin. So it's actually those words doesn't literally mean light, joy, extreme joy, and that's not what they had. That's not what it really means. Really, what the pasuk means is that the Yidden had, they had Torah, they had mitzvahs milah, they had mitzvahs yom tov, and mitzvahs tefillin. That's what the so that they received a new, a refreshed approach in those mitzvahs and a new approach. That's what the pasuk means. Sfas Emes asked a very posh question, that's what others also ask. Sfas Emes asked, the Ger Rebbe, the Sfas Emes, he asked, so if the Pasuk means that, if that's what it means, that the Yidden got Torah and they got Tefillin, Yom Tov, if they got those mitzvahs, the renewed understanding and renewed kishmak in the mitzvahs, so why is the Pasuk saying different words? Why is the Pasuk saying, La'idim ho'isa o'ira v'simcha v'sosn v'ikar, if it really means the Yidden had Torah, Mila, Yom Tov, and Tefillin? Why saying it in an awkward way? If what it means is that the Yidden got Torah and they got that, so why does it say o'ira and o'ira means Torah? It's a strange way of putting it. Question makes sense, right? It's a very good question. So the Sfas Emes is a mighty word. He says, because what he really means is that the Yidden understood after the Nisim of the Megillah, after the Nisim that took over 12 years, after all those Nisim of Motchen, Esther, and the hanging of Haman, and the killing of the Rishoyim, and the Geula of the Tzadikim, that gave them such a geschmack and such a beauty that now, when they fulfilled the Torah, it was Oira. It was a pleasure. When now it was that they saw in the fulfillment of Torah, the fulfillment of mitzvahs, it was Oira v'simcha v'sosn v'yikar. There was the real meaning of Oira was Torah. The real meaning of sosn was Yom Tov. The real meaning of yikar was tefillin, because now they had appreciation, and that's why it's referring to that in that way. I think it's a beautiful word. That Oira zu Torah, because on after Purim, after Nisei Purim, they had the appreciation, their love for the mitzvahs. Hence, Torah, Oira zu Torah. We are up to Simon Reish Beis, Dinei Birkes Peres Ilon. And this is a new topic altogether. The brachas, the relevant brachas for the relevant foods. Dinei Birkes Birkes Peres Ilon Simon Reish Beis. So the first halacha is actually referring to wine. I'll call Peiroi So'ilon. On all the Peiroi So'ilon, the bracha for Peiroi, for the fruit, ilon of a tree. I'll call Peiroi So'ilon. On all the fruit of the tree, Mevarech Betchila, the bracha you make on fruit of the tree is? Ha'etz. Boirei Pri Ha'etz. You make the bracha of Boirei, Hashem created Pri, the fruit Ha'etz of the tree. One exception, chutz, excluding, me'ayayin, excluding wine, shemevorech olav, that the bracha, the correct bracha of wine is, boirei pri hagofen. So, whilst it is certainly true that normally on fruit of the tree you're going to make boirei pri ha'etz, there's one single exception, and the exception is wine. Wine has got its own designated bracha, which is boirei pri hagofen. Bein chai, whether it's freshly pressed, wine is pressed. It's not pressed. You call it wine pressed. It's not pressed. Is there a word for it? There's another word for it. Wine press. Wine press. Yeah. Okay. Bein mevushel, whether it's cooked, So whether it is beben chai be mevushel, whether it's pasteurized, whether it's either way, you're going to make a bracha be pri agofen. Ben shu also konditin. Now konditin idahani shenoisne by dvash ve pilpelin. There's a konditin which means that either honey or additional spices were added to the wine. Even if additional ingredients are included, additional ingredients are put, like honey or any other spices or any other ingredients are added, nevertheless, you're going to make, on the wine, you're going to make Be'er Pri HaGofen. By the way, do our wines have additional ingredients? Are they bottled with just pure wine, or have you ever checked? No. Are you wine? Do you like you drink wine? You went to wine? Are they completely 100% nothing else? Okay, so but even if there are additional ingredients, you can make Be'er Pri HaGofen. It says in the Mishnah Berurah, Peiros Ha'ilon Bein Meshivas Aminim Bein Shein Meshivas Aminim. He says that with regards to the general bracha of Be'er Pri HaEitz, we don't distinguish between the Shivas Aminim or not. If it is Shivas Aminim or it's not Shivas Aminim, as long as it's a fruit, what bracha are you going to make? Be'er Pri HaEitz. Chutz Me'ayin. Why is wine deserving its own bracha? And grapes, and therefore, why don't you make Be'er Pri HaEitz? More chashuv, says the Mishnah Berurah, if cotton base. Now, there's very interesting words over here. Why does wine have its own bracha? Mipnei shu soyet halev. Now, I don't know, I'm not such a wine drinker, but is it mipnei soyet halev? It fills the stomach. When somebody has wine, it gives a person a certain amount of. You drink wine sometimes? Like a cup of wine. So yeah, you like wine, yeah? So it gives like a certain satisfaction, a physical satisfaction. And it makes a person happy. It's worthy of its own bracha. Wine has got its own bracha because it fills more than other drinks. Do you feel that as well? Does wine fill you more than other drinks? Makes you dizzy, yeah. So it's, okay, so it's so that it fills you. It makes you happy. Any alcohol, of course, makes happy, but and therefore it is an own bracha. That's the words of the Mishnah Berurah. Interestingly, in the Bialocha says a slightly different words, and it's, I don't know if it's I don't know why he says different words. If you look in the Bialocha, he says first of all, boire veloy ha boire. You don't say ha boire pirouet, you say boire pirouet. And the next Bialocha, he says boire pirouet. Afargav de gidulam in aoretz, although they grow from the ground. Lo yotzu lefoytom bevirkas pri aoretz. No, actually, it's not true what I'm going to be saying now. I'm going to say a slightly different point. But let's carry on the Bialoch anyway. Any fruit that grows on the tree really comes from the ground. So he says, nevertheless, you don't make Be'er Pri HaAdama on fruit. Why is that? Vegetables have their own bracha and fruit has got their own bracha. Mitoich, why shem chshuvim b'yoisa? Because fruits growing on a tree are more chashuv, they're more important. For kavu bracha miyuchedes, they've been fixed and established its own bracha. Lehazkir shvocha shel mokom, look at these beautiful words of the Mishnah Berurah. To mention the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sheboro peirois chashuvim ka'elu da Hashem created fruit, special fruit. So beautiful, such beautiful fruit. So there's three levels. Be'er Pri HaAdama is the most basic creation. Anything that grows, carrots, potatoes, these are very basic creations. You make a bracha on them, Be'er Pri HaAdama. Fruit is a higher level. It's more beautiful. It's more of a creation. And because they all come from a tree that grows from the ground, it's slightly more, how should we call it? Slightly more complete, maybe that's the word. Mishnah Berurah says choshuv. It's slightly more important. And therefore they deserve his own designated bracha. Lehazkir shvochoy shel mokoim, to praise Hashem. Look, not only these basic vegetables, but Hashem has even created beautiful produce growing from the trees. That's even more beautiful. That's even more amazing. and therefore they deserve their own bracha, which is Bo'er Pri Ha'Eitz. And then beyond, above and beyond that, there is another creation, and that's the bracha on the wine, which wine deserves its own bracha. Why does wine deserve its own bracha, although it really comes from it would have deserved the Bo'er Pri Ha'Eitz. But the reason why it says it's going on bracha, because it's mesameach a person, and it's soid halev, it makes a person happy, and it satisfies a person to a greater extent, and therefore it deserves its own bracha. Continues the Mishneh Berurah. What will happen if a person... What happens if a person by mistake makes Bo'er Pri Ha'Eitz on wine? You're yotzei or not, but you have it. Probably will be. Says the Mishneh Berurah, indeed. Bo'er Pri Ha'Gofen afilu zov me'atzmo me'anovim b'lidricha. Mishneh Berurah first will point out whether it would the juice emerged from the grapes naturally or they had to be stepped on. Either way, you make the same. Bo'er Chavim tove b'yech al ha'yayin. If you made a mistake and you made on the wine Bo'er Pri Ha'Eitz, Ayle Kamon Simen Reish Ches. But Mishneh Berurah, in later on Simen Reish Ches, we see explicitly that actually, but yeah, but it's fine. We haven't seen it yet. We haven't seen it yet. The Mishneh Berurah now continues, Be'im Mevushal, Ali Abishal, Ein Mishan, Be'im Mevushal, whether it's cooked, Ali Abishal, Ein Mishtan, Ayayin, Ligriusa, whether it's cooked or not cooked, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. You're anyway going to make Bo'er Pri Ha'Gofen. Bein, ve'ein chiluk, it doesn't make a difference. Bein, whether, in bishel yain gufa, if you cooked and you pasteurized, basically, the wine, then it's going to make Bo'er Pri Ha'Gofen. Oy, or, shebishel anovim, if you cooked the grapes, v'atzimukim, kedei la'asos me'en yain, if you cooked the grapes in order to make from them wine, before they've been made into wine, nevertheless, it's still going to make Bo'er Pri Ha'Gofen. It makes no difference whether it is, whether it's been cooked prior to the squeezing or after. Either way, you're going to make Bo'er Pri Ha'Gofen. What was your question? What was that? That's what we learned that already. Konditin is, Tainu Shinoistin, but Vash Repilpon, and if there's additional ingredients added, like honey or spices, yeah. And then, nevertheless, although additional ingredients are added, although the taste and the smell of the wine is different now, it didn't get worse by these additions. So ultimately, you added some ingredients, okay, fine, but did it get better or worse? Probably got better, didn't get worse, certainly didn't get worse, and therefore, by any additional ingredients, the maaser, you can still make Bo'er Pri Ha'Gofen on the wine. Do you know, to do the conventional commercialized wines, do they have additional ingredients in it? Yeah. The pashas, they don't, right? So either way, but you'd still make Bo'er Pri Ha'Gofen in it. Continues the Ramah. Ve'imnis arev yain b'sheicha. I don't know. It's an interesting combination. Have you ever seen that? If the wine was mixed with beer, how would that taste? How would that taste? Wine with beer. Wine with beer. Oh, what bracha would you make? Coke with wine? Yeah, okay. Ve'im nisarev yain b'sheicha, if you add wine to the beer, as lino baso aroiv, you go according to the majority. Im aroiv, if the majority yayin is wine, mevorech Bo'er Pri Ha'Gofen. If 51% and above is wine, you're going to make Bo'er Pri Ha'Gofen, although you've got a substantial amount of beer in it. But if the majority is beer, and you got wine added to it, but it's primarily beer, then you're going to make a bracha of sha'akoil. Now that actually leads to an interesting shaila, because the Mishneh Berurah goes over here into the shaila, Sifkot Nzad, B'sheicha, shel kol haminim, shovim bezeh. It makes no difference what kind of beer it is. Levat mamine mashkin shepoig minu mafsidim tam hayayin. Miyat shenisare bohem kol kach at shenifsad tam hayayin bevorich shakol. Said it's not necessarily, Mishnah Berurah said it's not necessarily true. Sometimes you could add a non-substantial amount of liquid which has such a strong taste that it kills the wine. Imagine, for instance, you've got a wine and you add just a little bit, a little bit, 10% of Coke into the wine. Ich, I agree. It's gonna, I'm not a big wine expert, I'm not a gross maven, but I think that we'll all agree that it's gonna kill the wine. True or not true? So there, what are you gonna say? So according to what the Ramah said, what Baruch would you make on it? Because the Ramah said, you go according to the majority, so you're gonna make Baruch Pagofen, because the majority is still wine. The Mishnah Berurah now says, that's only if you don't kill, if you're not killing the wine. If the time, the taste is significantly changed, in a bad way, then you've lost the Bor Pri HaGofen, and you're going to go for, in this particular case that I'm mentioning, I would go for Shakol. Because you don't have the malusa, you don't have the beauty anymore, you don't have the superiority of the wine anymore. You're going to make Shakol, if you want to drink it, that is. I don't know if you have to come to town keiker. I think it's simply because you don't have any more the yichas, the superiority of the wine. So you can't, how can you make Bor Pri HaGofen, which is special bracha, which is... why are we referring to Tam Keika? Tam Keika... What? It's Tam Pogum. It's like, I suppose that is the Yisod, yeah. It's Shtikel Shaila. I don't have a clear Hechach. I don't know the percentage, but Rabbi Yisai, do you have a minute when you do have dollar? Ushafte mein besosoin, mimeina Yeshua. There's a minute. Ushafte mein besosoin. Some even have a minute. Now, but when you say ushafte mein besosoin, when you pour the wine initially, I don't know. Not everybody has the minute, I suppose. It's a very nice minute, but then when you start to have dollar, it's not full completely. It's not overflowing. And then we say, when you lift up, you say, start up. When you say, Ushafte mayim besosoin, Yeshua, you add water. Ushafte mayim besosoin. And then that's when you, some people have the minik. Now, can you see, you do that? Anybody does it? Have you heard of the minik? It's a very nice, very beautiful minik. Ushafte mayim besosoin, Yeshua. Now, the shaila is, there's a bit of a question with it. Because what happens if you add, if you have a kois, your becher, let's say it's half full, for argument's sake. And now you add a very substantial amount of water. Could you think of a problem? What could be the problem? It might ruin the wine. So can you define that, ruining the wine? You might not be able to taste the wine. It's going to be watered down. Very literally, it's going to be watered down taste of the wine. Yeah, that's right. It always is, 100%. But the point that I would like to be more over here is that when you dilute wine, precisely because of what you're saying, the wines are anyway diluted. We don't have 100% wine. It's not really 100% wine. If you add water to the wine, you may at one point lose the Bor Pri HaGofen. So I can't tell you exactly how much, but I know that this is very much the Mekoyer, that when you add, you may sometimes, when it's a watered down, when it's the Griusa, when you're losing the superior taste of the wine, by adding a substantial amount of water into the wine, sometimes you're losing the Bor Pri HaGofen. And that's what we're seeing over here. Yeah. Continues the Ramah. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Beis. Shulchan Aruch in Seif Beis, top of page 210. Haboisa. Boisa is wine which is not fully ripe. It's developing. Looks like we're. Do we skip anything? No? Yeah, that's right. I'm just looking, I think it was a bit of hate if I wanted to mention. No. Yeah, okay, so boisa calls man shalagia like a full halavon. When you have got these, sediments is unripe. Is that sediments? Poisovia means kolzman shloigia like a poil halavon mevoy halav bepri adama. When you have, so the rule of this seif is that sometimes the grapes are not fully developed yet that you're going to make a bepri hagofen on it. Sometimes it's not fully developed yet, and it's a very basic stage of its development. You can't make what brachot you make on it then. So says Shulchan Aruch, haboisa kol zman shelegia lekepoil halavon. Poil halavon is a certain stage, is a certain it's a white bean poil halavon. Mevoich halav, it's defining a size. Mevoich halav bepri adama. If it's at this size of the size of a poil halavon, it's a small size, then you're going to make the bracha of a pri adama. When he reaches that size of a pul alavon, and he grows further, you're going to make the bracha of a pri eitz. Then you can make the bracha of a pri eitz. Since we're not such great experts to define exactly the measure, the size of a pul alavon, therefore, always, we're always going to make on the grapes a bracha of pri adama hachu gadol b'yosa until it's the normal sized, big size. Then you're going to make a pri eitz. Prior to that, you're going to make a pri adama because we are not goyse bekim, we're not experts to define the size of a pri adama. We are now discussing, I will see the Mishneh Berurah. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Seif Katan Yud Aleph.
Is this before it's become a grape or after it's a grape?
We're now defining what it is, when it is becoming a grape. At what point can you make the bracha of bepri or eitz? At what point? What size does it need to reach? Because undoubtedly, the underlying yesod of the Shulchan Aruch is when it's in its emerging state, just because it grows on a tree, that doesn't warrant its bracha of bepri or eitz. You need to see it's being developed. So at one point, you're actually going to make only a bracha of bepri adama if it's not fully developed. As we discussed in Seif Aleph, the fact that it's bepri or eitz, that shows chashivas, that shows an additional level. So prior to that, you're only going to make a bepri adama. It doesn't reach the stage of bepri eitz. What point? Why dafka? Yeah. I think it would be referring to any. It would be referring to any fruit. Boisa literally means unripe. Boisa is literally unripe grapes. Yeah, but you're right. It doesn't necessarily apply to. It doesn't. Yeah. That at some point is unedible, and then you're gonna, yes, it applies to a different bracha. We're talking about something which is edible. Because if it wouldn't be edible, actually, you wouldn't be able to make that bracha, it would be a different shaila. But if it's edible, assuming it's edible, and it hasn't reached its full size, then the appropriate bracha will be bepri adama. Now, the how do you define, what stage will you say, okay, it's big enough, and you can make it a bepri eitz? So the Shulchan Aruch really says it has to reach a pul alavon. And Shulchan Aruch says that since we are not going to Bekim, we don't know. So the rule of thumb is that when it's reached its natural developed stage, that's when you can make a bepri eitz. When it reaches the gadol b'yosa, when it's particularly big, fully developed, that's where it's going to make, when you're going to make bepri eitz. If you look at Mishneh Berurah Katan Tezvav, he says it as follows, gadol b'yosa, ve'im lefi maris ayin, if according to the looks of the eye, kfar nigma b'shula, it's fully developed already, it's fully ripened, ein af kemin neklal, makes no difference, but gadloi, uvichol oifen mo'echol bepri adoma, bepri eitz. When you can see that it's fully developed, when it looks ripe, it looks right, and it looks ripe, you're going to make a bepri eitz. Prior to that, you're going to make a bepri adoma. We learned tonight, Be'ez HaShem Yisbach, Shema, at the beginning of Simen Reish Beis. We learned that fruit deserves a bracha of bepri or eitz because it's more developed, it's more superior. The exception to that is wine. Wine deserves its own bracha because it's more special. There were kever special bracha on wine, and that is the bracha, of course, of bepri hagofen. It makes no difference as to whether it was cooked, pasteurized, or not pasteurized. Additional ingredients were added or not. Either way, you can make a bepri adoma. Bepri hagofen. if additional ingredients were added, if additional liquids were added, so if the majority of the liquid is not the wine, or a very strong taste has been added, which kills the wine, then the halach is it loses the bracha of bo'ei pri hagafen, and you're going to make a sha'ar koil. We also learned that the reason why bo'ei pri ha'etz deserves special bracha is because it's more chashuv. And then we started speaking about the development of fruit, and we learned that that as long as it's not fully ripened and it's not fully developed, you're going to make a bo'ei pri ha'adama until it's fully ripened and fully developed. At that point, you're going to make a bo'ei pri ha'etz. Okay, we'll continue with the continuation of that tomorrow. Be'ezah Hashem, is Baruch Shemai.